Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to be here in the greatest city on earth and in the greatest university on the planet with everybody. I was told I was a lot of fun when I was here, but I don't remember. So the first person who is presenting to us today hardly needs an introduction, but definitely deserves one. This is, we would have a full-blown riot if we didn't offer this as a session presentation every year, and Mark Tilley graciously gives his time, energy, and efforts to giving us an update on what the commissioner has done in the previous year. So the man who needs no introduction, and also the reason I'm standing here, because he made me the AV coordinator, and that is apparently the trajectory. So everybody, please welcome Mark Tilley.
All right, maybe I can get Corey to take over this job one day. Thanks, Corey, and good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again. It's hi, people at home or in the office, wherever you might be watching remotely. It's an honor to be invited back to speak at this conference. It is the 40th one. It's exciting. No, I have not spoken at all 40 of them, but it feels that way sometimes. Thank you to Dean Smith and the UT Law CLE for always organizing a really great event. Happy Lincoln's birthday? Is that a thing people say? Probably not. Today's Lincoln's birthday. That's the only thing I could find that was exciting about today. The rain is good, too. We'll take the rain. We are going to start 2025 out by looking back at the decisions in 2024. So without further ado, let's just jump right in. A word about your materials. We have summarized a selection of these decisions, but they all appear in a chart on the paper, on about page 21 of the paper, I believe. If there's an asterisk in the chart, it means that there is a summary up above in the paper. Thanks to my colleague Nico Nemeth for his work in reviewing the commissioner decisions throughout the year and summarizing those as we receive them. And these decisions are usually in our newsletter if you're a subscriber to that. The commissioner signed 73 decisions in 2024. 23 of those were employment kind of contract related. 47 of those were local grievances that weren't sort of contract related. There was one special investigation decision, and yes, for those of you who enjoyed detachment and annexation, there was one detachment and annexation case, and it's not the one that's been making all the news in the Dallas area lately. Let's see. For those of you who are mathing right now, that you are correct, that does not add up to 73. There was one special education camera extension. That's something that the commissioner has jurisdiction over. And I know you're saying that's all great, Mark, but what about how many commissioner decisions related to cheerleading this year? Well, I'm sad to say there were no cheerleading decisions this year. There were two, one related to dance and one related to drill team, but those didn't have to do with the outcome of the case. So here is a chart of the number of decisions since 2011 when I started doing this presentation. I'd say that we're experiencing an upward trend since 2020. I find this graph interesting, but it's hard. This is just volume of cases. It's not necessarily subject matter. In 2013, the legislature created a 240-day deadline for the commissioner to have decisions on appeal from board grievances. So I think that led to the decline starting in about 2013. Got to an all-time low there in 2016, certainly a low in 2020, and a steady rise since 2020. I'll let you draw your own conclusions as to whether current events may influence the number of grievances that are filed and the decisions that come from the commissioner. Here's where you can find all the decisions on TEA's website, that URL at the top. It really just rolls off the tongue. The agency does keep this database current, so if you put in the year 2024, all the decisions should be there that we're going to discuss today. And if you aren't doom scrolling or TikToking or whatever you do, pull up the decisions and follow along, won't you? It'll be fun. Our agenda this morning is, this is our roadmap. We're going to start with Chapter 21.